സുപ്രഭാതം. ഇന്ന് ഫെബ്രുവരി 4. ഇന്നൊരു പരീക്ഷണമാണ്. മുൻകൂർ ജാമ്യം എടുത്തുകൊണ്ട് പഴയ ഒരു അനുഭവം ആംഗ്ലേയ ഭാഷയിൽ പൂശാം എന്ന് തീരുമാനിച്ചു. അപ്പോൾ ഗിയർ ഒന്ന് മാറ്റിപ്പിടിക്കുക. ഇതാ വരുന്നു ഇംഗ്ലീഷ് സാധനം. Few years back, I was watching the Academy Awards ceremony on TV. Roberto Benigni was announced as the best actor for his role in Life is Beautiful. After his trademark gauche tricks like walking away from the stage instead of toward it, he finally received the Oscar. Then he started his acceptance speech. First, I must thank my parents for giving me the greatest gift of all. He said, then he paused for effect and dropped the bomb. Poverty. The glitterati were laughing, but I was hit by the sudden realization that he was dead serious. I sat up stunned. My son and daughter were born in India. We moved to the United States when the children were 11 and 13. They were thrilled by the chance to come to the greatest country on earth. They had grown up in a small town where the cultural highlight was watching a movie once a month in the palm leaf thatched cinema hall that leaked during monsoon, when toys or new dresses were a rarity given only on birthdays, and where the only tourist spots we visited were their grandparents' homes. Whenever we ask our children, whose 5 years of American life have been replete with Big Macs, Orlando trips, and 3D video games, what their happiest moments have been, they go back to the humble times we had in India. They mention things like the four of us sharing one chocolate bar, catching fish at grandpa's pond, eating free rice soup at church on Good Fridays, swinging in my old car tire. They bring up several other such paltry things, which actually I am trying hard to forget. But for Benigni, there was no forgetting. He seemed to be thriving on it. Furthermore, he had the chutzpah to declare the enriching quality of penury to one of the wealthiest audiences in the world, and they laughed, totally missing his point. It reminded me of Mark Twain confessing in his old age, "All I did was tell the truth, but everyone laughed." I once asked my mother, who with my father had struggled through financial constraints and other hardships to bring up 6 kids, I asked her whether she was happy in those days. She said they were so busy that she did not have the time for such a luxury as being unhappy or depressed. The little leisure time she and my dad had, she said, was used playing Scrabble or going out on the beach and watching the soothing evening waves while the kids made sand castles till the last hues faded in the sky. Free but rich moments. Recently on National Public Radio, during a discussion about happiness, a caller said, "We feel unhappy nowadays because there's a lot of pressure on us to be happy. It's like a commercial for a Caribbean cruise, insisting that that is the only way you can experience paradise. If I don't own Nike shoes, I have no right to feel like a man. Same case with shirts. Has to be designer shirts if I am to be worth my salt. These are the times when I feel like going back to my village where I don't have to wear a shirt or shoes, where a haircut costs around $1, which includes shaving the underarm as it is done in our home courtyard. It's cutting-edge service minus the unnecessary technology. During the past several years, for some strange reason, I became convinced that happiness comes from being rich. like babies come from being pregnant. So I have been impregnating myself with common symbols of wealth. But alas, I just kept getting overweight, but not at the right place. It was at this juncture that my son Anand, who was reading Tao of Physics, came up with an observation a Chinese intellect made quite a while back, about 600 BC. What he said woke me up from my temporary illusion of grandeur. I saw the light, or at least a semblance of it. Here are his words. Lao Tzu says, "One who knows he has enough is rich." പതിവ് പോലെ പാലോകർക്കെല്ലാം പരിപൂർണ ആരോഗ്യവും ലാവോ സു പറയും പോലെ പാകത്തിനുള്ള സമ്പത്തും നേർന്നുകൊണ്ട് ലോട്ടറി എടുക്കുമ്പോൾ എപ്പോഴും $1 million കീഴിൽ വരുന്ന ടിക്കറ്റുകൾ എടുക്കാൻ ശ്രദ്ധ കാട്ടുന്ന ഒരു കുമരകൻകാരൻ.